Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. So, I have a difficult question. Have you ever asked an Italian what their favorite place is to eat? Now, I'm not talking about a restaurant or any specific eateries. I'm talking about, in Italy, a region, their favorite place to eat. Most likely, jokingly, they will say, oh, it's their mom's kitchen, and for good reason. But if you pry and consistently ask what is their favorite place to eat, most of them probably will conclude that it's Emilia-Romagna. And that's a region in the northern part of Italy. It's actually called the Food Valley of Italy. Now, let me start by saying that all regions in Italy have amazing food products, dishes, traditions, histories. As even for me, it's difficult to say that there's only one great place to eat because there's not. There are many, many great regions. In fact, all of the 20 regions in Italy have delicious products. But why is Emilia-Romagna considered the food valley, quote unquote, of Italy? So calling Emilia-Romagna Italy's food valley isn't meant to be disrespectful to other regions. There is reason as to why it has this name. So again, it's often hailed as the culinary heart of Italy and holds a special place in the hearts of food lovers around the world. But what sets this region apart is the fact that this is the Italian region that has the most amount of protected products. I'm talking about PDO and PGI products. So PDO and PGI products are products whose productions are linked strictly to geographic territory due to history, tradition, know-how, and raw materials. And this is at a staggering 44. So there are 44 of these products specifically in Emilia-Romagna. And we're talking about products like Parmigiano Reggiano, Prosciutto di Parma, and traditional balsamic vinegar. And there are many other ones. These are just to name a few that most people would easily recognize. So Emilia-Romagna is also the birthplace of a huge amount of globally loved dishes such as tortellini, piadina, and ragù alla bolognese. Again, just to name a few. And without Emilia-Romagna's artisans, farmers, cheesemakers, butchers, wine producers, chefs, it would be difficult to imagine Italian cuisine as we know it and as it's known around the world. So the region's fertile land yields an abundance of fresh produce, while its wine production featuring varietals like the ancient Lambrusco adds another layer of flavor to its culinary tapestry. And beyond its renowned products and dishes, Emilia-Romagna's culinary heritage is celebrated through its museums and venues dedicated to food and flavor. The region has, believe it or not, 25, yes, 25 food museums. You could go learn how to make gelato at the Gelato Museum in Bologna, or get an inside look at the craftsmanship behind salami, cured meats, and other specialties at Modena's Museo della Salumeria, the first museum in Italy dedicated to cured meats. So the fact that this is the region with the most food museums shows how important food actually is, not only from an economic point of view, because let's be real, food's worth a lot of money, it generates a lot of revenue, and it employs a lot of people, but we're also talking about a cultural identity. So food represents an immense cultural heritage identity of the region of Emilia-Romagna, as you would understand. So whether touring cheese dairies in Parma to visit Parmigiano Reggiano, or mastering the art of homemade tagliatelle or tortellini in Bologna, or sampling fine wines in Modena, Emilia-Romagna offers an unparalleled culinary experience that most people find comfort in. I know I definitely find comfort in when I go to Emilia-Romagna and I indulge in their delicious food. So again, cuisine is more than just food. It's a cultural heritage to be discovered, shared, and savored. So once again, Emilia-Romagna's nickname as the Food Valley does not take away from the fact that you could get extremely high quality products and dishes in every Italian region, all 20 regions. Now, I have not yet been to all 20 regions of Italy. I've been to most of them, and with every region that I visit, there are extremely delicious dishes, high quality products. We're talking about protected products such as PDO products or PGI products in every region. So all of the regions throughout Italy have to, of course, be respected from a culinary point of view, as Italy is one of, or the world leader when it comes to protected products and high quality dishes and diversity in dishes as well. I mean, we're talking about products and dishes from north to south that are so different and offer so much in terms of culinary heritage. And as Italy is a nation that prides itself on high quality food based on traditions that are centuries old, we have to respect, of course, all of these regions. So anyway, as we wrap up today's episode, think about Emilia Romagna and its culinary identity that it's known for. And don't be surprised that if the next time when you're in your kitchen, you're looking at your products, if you have anything from Emilia Romagna.
Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.